Now on RNAB Connect Radio, it's time to hear a delicious comfort food recipe.
Hi, I'm Kim Jay, and I'm a visually impaired chef, and I teach a lot of accessible cooking, and I volunteer for RNIB doing this. Now, one of my favourite all-time recipes is cheese and onion pie. I grew up in the 70s, and at the time, school dinners were awful. Boiled cabbage, sort of gravy that was curdling on your plate. But the one thing that I loved the most was cheese and onion pie. And nowadays, it seems to be missing on most menus. You get the odd cheese and onion pie, but they mix it up with potatoes. Now, my recipe is taken from the 40s and the 50s and slightly updated. I use 5 different types of cheeses. Now, you can use less if you want. It's totally up to you. It's a very simple recipe, very easy to do. Now, what you're going to need is 1 large onion, which you peel and slice very finely, 150 grams of mature cheddar grated, 100 grams of Cheshire cheese grated, about 150 grams of white Stilton, again grated. I always like a little bit of red Leicester because it's a bit punchy, so I always put 50 grams of red Leicester into that and 50 grams of grated mozzarella. I also have a packet of shop-bought pastry, 1 packet of short crust, 1 packet of puff pastry. Now, I prefer the ready rolled pastry because it's so much easier to use. And with that, you're also going to need a pie dish approximately 18 to 20 centimeters in diameter and a little bit of butter. Now, the first thing you do is you get your onion, you slice it very finely, put it into a pan onto boil, and you boil it for 10 minutes. You can boil it slightly longer if you want, but if you like it crunchy with a little bit of crunch, 10 minutes is fine. If not, for about 15-20 minutes. Drain the water off and allow it to cool and set on one side. Now, the next thing you do is you get your pie dish and you butter your pie dish. So you want to butter the bottom, the sides. I also butter the rim. It helps the pie come out a lot easier. Now, once you've done that, set your pie dish on one side. Get your short crust pastry and roll it out to the size of your pie dish and very gently drape it over your pie dish and just kind of slightly press into the corner so it fits perfectly into the pie dish with the excess pastry that you have on the rim. Sort of cut it off, leaving about 1.5 to 2 centimeters of overhang pastry. Now, with this pie dish, you want to put it in the fridge. Pastry is always best once you've rolled it out, put it into a dish, put it into the fridge, because it allows it to sort of not be as relaxed and it will cook much better in the oven. Leave it in the fridge for 30 minutes. Now you pull it out, and this is where the fun bit starts. You get your mature cheddar, sprinkle it on the surface on the bottom of your pie dish, sprinkle a little bit of black pepper, dot some of the boiled onions on top, then you put a layer of one of the other cheeses, again bit of black pepper, sprinkle some onions, put another layer of cheese on it, and you keep doing this so you've got a build-up of the layers of cheeses going on. Once you've done that, put the pie dish again into the fridge, and then you get your puff pastry and again roll it out so that it will cover the top of your pie. Once you've done that, pull your pie dish out of your fridge, cover your pie with your puff pastry. Now get a fork and just very lightly go around the rim and sort of either put the fork on the side so you kind of get a lovely crimping effect, and then get a pair of scissors and cut off the excess of the pastry. Now you can, if you want, coat the top of your pastry with either milk or 1 beaten egg just to glaze it, put it into the oven at about 180 degrees for 35 to 40 minutes. And when it's done, it's beautifully golden on top. And when you cut into it, it is sheer comfort food. The cheese sort of melts together. The Stilton with the Cheshire and the string and mozzarella, it is absolutely delicious. On Christmas, I always have a cheesed onion pie on the table. I'm vegetarian. Any sort of big holidays, out comes my cheesed onion pie. And if you want to make one or two, you can put them into the freezer uncooked and just pull it out whenever you need it, defrost it and put it into the oven. And that's my recipe for cheese onion pie. I hope you really enjoy making the dish, and I'm sure that you love it as much as I do.
Thank you so much to Kim for that delicious recipe. Now, if you would like to give Kim a follow, she's on Facebook at Kim J Cooks. You can also find her on YouTube, Kim J Cooks as well. And she also has a website. So if you search online for Kim J Cooks, you can find all those delicious recipes there. Or, you know, if you have any issues, get in touch with us. Our email is radio@rnib.org.uk. Happy cooking!